The North Carolina bathroom bill, as it's come to be known as, which mandates that the gender you were born as determines which bathroom you use, has caused social and legal conflicts, to say the least, at a variety of levels, as the main focus has been the perceived rights of transgender people. Manexius is here to bring, I think, vitally needed attention to another aspect of this issue. That would be how all this impacts and confuses children when it comes to something that, well, at least to most of us, seem to be basic. What bathroom do you go to? Along with being an adolescent pediatrician and parenting expert, she's also a best-selling author whose latest book just released is Strong Father, Strong Daughters Devotional, 52 Devotions Every Father Needs, just in time for Father's Day, by the way. Good morning, Dr. Meg Meeker.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Meeker's website, MegMeekerMD.com. I actually heard, Doctor, on, to probably no surprise, an NPR conversation, that you're no longer born a boy or a girl. You are assigned a gender pending your self-determination. Have people lost their minds?
Well, I often say that we've normalized crazy. So that's sort of, yes. And I tell you, this just goes against all human intuition, reason, and science. You know, I've been reading a lot because my whole issue with a lot of my work is championing fathers, because how we, the importance of complementing a mother in the home, the importance of fathers, because we know that fathers, when they're in a home, that kids, particularly daughters, do much better in life across all fronts. So this whole idea of fiddling with and muddying gender identification is crazy. There are a very, very small percentage of the population, probably far less than 1% of our population, who really feel confused about their gender identity. Of course, they have a set of chromosomes that identify them as genetically male or genetically female, but because of maybe life circumstances, psychology, a lot of different things, they're very confused. So the whole idea of saying there's a very small segment of our population that feels confused, to sort of take that and now say we're going to change social norms for everyone, is first of all crazy. Second of all, I think that the whole bathroom thing hurts not just those who are not confused, children who are clearly, identify with their original sex, but it really is harmful to kids who are struggling, because if we think children are being bullied now because of transgender, just wait till a kid in the sixth grade makes fun of them in the bathroom. It's a mess for everybody, and it's wrong to use children as a social experiment.
Yeah, for parents, just when you thought the talk was difficult enough, here comes, you know, the transgender. And I know you're medical and not political, but when you look at the statistics of the size of the transgender population, and even those who think, before I get into that, Dr. Meeker, at such a young age, can a child, I mean, remember the oddball stories or the, used to be the front of the National Enquirer, that this couple wanted a girl, got a boy, but decided to raise the boy as a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible for a child to know or to have a clue that, okay, what I'm being said I am and what I feel I am, that isn't working for me?
Oh, totally. There's such things as testosterone, progesterone and estrogen, and these play a vital role in the thought process and the cognitive function of children. And 99.9% of boys and girls who are genetically male and genetically female know in their person that they are a boy or a girl, because there are physiologic, very real differences. I can't believe I'm even saying this because it's so obvious. There are differences physiologically between male and female, the girls and the boys. And most children know exactly what they are. You know, This harkens back to the social experiments, psychology experiments done 20 years ago, where we decided it's not right to sort of pigeonhole boys or pigeonhole girls, so we're going to give all the boys dolls, and we're going to give all the girls trucks, and we're going to see what happens. And we did that for a while. I don't know if you remember, and it didn't work, because the boys would go outside with their doll, throw the doll down, and pick up some sticks and start firing at pretend bears in the trees. So, you know, we realized that kids are wired a certain way according to their sex. Those who are confused about that wiring are very, very rare. You know, the Bruce/Caitlyn Jenners of the world are very rare. And yes, these are people that need to be helped and respected as human beings and not made fun of. But we don't change bathroom rules for children because there are some who are really, really confused. You know, I have empathy and compassion for every child that comes into my office, no matter what they say about themselves. And my job is to try to help them understand their identity over time, process of years. Here's another thing that's ridiculous about the bathroom thing. You know, for a child who is, say, 8 or 9 or 10 years old, who is a girl who perceives herself to possibly be a male, that feeling is going to change over the years. And we know from all the great psychiatry work that's been done on transgender that if we say, okay, little girl who says you're a boy, we're going to change your sex now physically. We're going to give you hormones, change your sex. That when you do that and she grows into an adult, that person who has changed sex is not happier than if she didn't. So by reinforcing this through bathroom choice is not helping kids. It's not solving the problem. And that's the real sort of tragedy in all of this, is it just makes a confusing situation worse for everybody.
So Dr. Meg Meeker, adolescent pediatrician, parenting expert, her latest book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, Devotional, 52 Devotions Every Father Needs. MegMeekerMD.com is her website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. With a child, 8, 9, 10 years old, who were automatically, because it's the fad du jour, the social engineering du jour, whatever you want to call it, automatically inserting them into the transgender slot of our society, are we, in fact, maybe ignoring that, well, instead of transgender, maybe they're gay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're ignoring everything about them. And I will tell you another thing that happens. Children are... The power of suggestion to a child is amazing, because you know that every junior high student out there, every fifth grader out there wants attention. What is the best way to get attention now? To call yourself the opposite sex. It's a fad for children. Now, adults may say, no, 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 you don't understand. But what adults don't understand, researchers or pop psychologists or President Obama is advocating this, you know, doesn't understand, is that from a child's perspective, their thought process is very different from adult process. They have no clue who they are when they're in the fifth grade or the eighth grade or even when they're 16. Why? And they feel a lot of pressure to stamp themselves as something. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on kids to say, I'm gay, straight, or bi, or transgender, because it's popular. And so whether they know who they are or what they are doesn't matter. They're going to go, okay, well, I'm going to call myself something because this is what I need to do, so I'm going to call myself X. Why do we put pressure on them to make such incredibly important statements about themselves when these are children who don't even know what they want to eat for dinner or what they like to study or who their best friend is? You know, they're so confused about everything in their life. Why in the world are we putting them in a situation? Why are we adults who are educated putting them in a situation where we're prompting them to make very, very serious declarations about themselves? It's ethically and morally wrong.
We have to wrap up here. Dr. Meeker mentioned Caitlyn Jenner. According to a book that's coming out, Caitlyn is having, I guess you'd say, buyer's remorse now and wants to go back to being Bruce, apparently. And when you look at what the Obama administration did this past Friday, they're basically telling schools across the country now that if you don't accommodate the wishes or the wills of the transgender students, then your federal funding is going to be at risk. So force-feeding social engineering in a blanket statement where each and every school within a school district, never mind school district to school district, has its own variables.
Oh.
We have this disaster. It's now, I believe, not waiting to happen. It is now in the process of happening.
And, you know, 99% of parents out there abhor this. You know, what parent of a 14-year-old girl wants a 16-year-old boy who is easily influenced and knows he's a boy but wants some attention and wants to go into the girl's bathroom because he just wants to see what it's like or to be cool or to tell his friends he did it? So he declares that he's a girl. What parent wants a 16-year-old boy to go into a bathroom and perhaps see their daughter changing her shirt or her outfit? What about protection of girls? You know, those girls have a right to be protected from being seen by a boy, even if he really believes he's a girl, because to that girl, she doesn't know he thinks he's a girl. She sees a boy looking at my bare chest, and she's uncomfortable. That girl has a right to be protected. And I'll tell you, this is why I wrote my book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters Devotional. I tell you why. Every dad is wired with what he needs to protect his daughter. So instead of talking to school programs, which I tried to do, a sex ed program, so forth, I said, I'm just going to go appeal to the conscience of fathers out there and say, look, this is what your daughter's up against. Do what you need to do. Because if fathers respond out of their natural father sense and their instincts as a dad, they'll do what is right for their daughters. And I would appeal to every dad out there, please stand up and protect your daughters now, because we're really putting our daughters at risk by allowing teenage boys to come into their bathroom no matter what they believe about themselves.
And again, the book is Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters Devotional, 52 Devotions Every Father Needs, just out on this past week. Dr. Meeker's website, MegMeekerMD.com. Learn more about what we talked about here. Her other points of focus as well. Dr. Meg Meeker, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.